It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. This year, outside groups spent a record amount of money in judicial elections. $19 million of outside money poured into races across 27 state Supreme Courts. That's according to a new report out from the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. Now, that's a jump of 44%. Over the 2012 cycle. And most of this is dark money. That means donors and their connections are hidden from the public. And for many, it's a troubling sign that courts at the state level are falling under increasing political pressure. Alicia Bannon is senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU Law School, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Alicia.
Hello, thank you.
Who are the dark money groups and the donors that we're talking about in these judge races? Are these your typical super PACs with tons of dark money behind them?
Yep. So we see a lot of so-called social welfare organizations. So those are groups that don't need to disclose their donors at all, as well as super PACs that themselves receive a lot of money from other groups. You have to kind of unpeel an onion to figure out who's behind the money. It's typically groups on the right. They've been the main source of a lot of this spending.
What are they trying to get for their money?
Well, I think that they're trying to shape who sits on these courts and ultimately the decisions that these courts are making. So I think in some cases there's a kind of broad interest in shifting the ideological composition of a court. Sometimes judges are being targeted for particular decisions that are unpopular or controversial.
So where are the places in the country? There are probably many you could point to where these shifts, where this money has been the most important in changing the ideological scope of a court to a way that would really make a difference to groups like this.
Well, I mean, we've seen courts around the country shift. So this goes all the way back to the late 80s and early 90s, where Alabama and Texas were initially kind of targeted. Those were states where their courts were Democratic controlled. And over the course of about a decade, they moved to entirely Republican controlled courts. In more recent years, we've seen efforts in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, all states where the courts have shifted their ideological composition. And these state courts are really important. So they're hearing cases on redistricting. They're hearing cases about reproductive rights. They're hearing cases about the rights of consumers and businesses, environmental suits. So there's a lot of high stakes decisions that these courts are making that really has a big impact on businesses' interests as well as the politics of a state.
Is a solution needed here? And on a practical basis, what would it be?
Well, I think there's a lot that states can do to address these issues. I mean, first off, I think states do need to step back and rethink how they're choosing judges, especially looking on the back end where judges are not only having to face elections, but then face re-elections. So then they're going on the ballot repeatedly, and that means the decisions that they are making are essentially being put to public referenda time and time again. And so I think certainly states need to be rethinking how they're approaching choosing judges in the first place. I think also there's a lot that you can do to address dark money, you know, stronger disclosure laws. You could also provide public financing for candidates so they don't need to do their own fundraising from interests who are frequently appearing before the court. So I think there's a lot that states can do.
Shifting the ideological balance of courts all across the United States. Alicia Bannon is senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU. Thank you.
Thank you.